first time that I left him was the first I saw him cry. The second time he taught me not to when he doubted both my eyes. The third and fourth and fifth time he so quickly tracked me down. Still the few friends I had left would ask me why I stuck around. I know that man, I know him well. I know his father walked his mother right through hell. I know that man, I know that man. I know him like I know the back of his hand. Came home tired every evening from working on the farm. I'd sneak aside some grocery money before he put it in his arm. My friend Becky was a cashier working at the shop and save. Gave me coupons for concealer. Guess I wore a lot those days. She said, I know that man, I know him well. I used to be the one telling everyone I failed. He's something else. He's not a man, and you know it like you know the back of his hand. I gave Becky all the money I'd been saving all this time. She said she knew some seedy fella just across the county line. One night he passed out in his armchair after rattling my brains. So I took that grocery money and I put it in his veins. I walked on the way to Becky's house, the night as clear as day. I felt the blessing of my father that I couldn't feel my wedding day. When the sheriff brought the bad news, your husband has been found. You gotta identify the body. Can you come with me downtown? I know that man, I know him well. He had his demons and nobody else could tell. It won't be the same without that man. You know it like I know the back of his hand. The back of his hand. The back of his hand. The back of his hand.
The Mulligan Brothers in the WVTF studio for a Roots Down session from the album Songs for the Living and Otherwise. I know that man. Ross Newell, lead singer, songwriter for the band. Ross, that's pretty rough song there.
It is, yeah. That is not one of the lighter hearted songs of the album.
Does it come from personal experience?
It comes from several kind of stitched together stories. Really, there's I've known of a lot of abusive relationships, and I've been to close to people in them, and you know, I don't know anybody who's committed murder due to that. But it felt, you know, that's the beauty of writing songs, is you get to put the ending on that story that you want to.
Well, this new album, Songs for the Living and Otherwise, represents a bit of a departure for you, you know, in your songwriting, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Very fortunate for me, I don't have tragedies happen in my life very often. And those, you know, those are, to me, have always been sort of the more inspiring things that, you know, if I have a really good day, then chances are I want to go bowling with my girlfriend as opposed to sit down and write a song. So, you know, there's a couple of love songs that mean as much to me as anything I've written on this record. And those are a reflection of what my life is like currently. But an album full of that might be a bit much. So, you know, a good story is important to me. And, you know, so sometimes it feels like you're a bit of a script writer at first, and then you're trying to narrow that script into a 3 to 5 minute melody of some sort. And
Well, let's hear another example from the new album, the Mulligan Brothers, Songs for the Living and Otherwise, the new album. What do you want to do?
I think we'll do Ghost Town, let Ben Leninger show off with this upright bass.
The hallways are empty, the clock's still ticking, the pavement's still warm from where the people used to be. One life away from no population, one life away from being like me. I am a ghost town. I am not lonely, I am loneliness. I am change, I am not progress, I am not faith, I am not home, I am a ghost town. All the cafes are closed, the street lights still working, for they're not needed, there's no place to go. One life away from no population, one life away from being like me. I am a ghost town. I am not lonely, I am loneliness. I am change, I am not progress, I am not faith, I am not hope, I am a ghost town. Hallways are empty and the clock's still ticking, the pavement's still warm from where the people used to be. One life away, still no explanation for the disappearing nature of the people that I love. One life away from no population, one life away from being like me. I am a ghost town. I am not lonely, I am loneliness. I am change, I am not progress, I am not faith, I am not hope, I am a ghost town. I am a ghost town. I am a ghost town. I am a ghost town.
The Mulligan Brothers in the WETF studio. It's a Roots Down session, talking with Ross Newell, the lead singer and songwriter. Ross, how long have you guys been doing this?
Well, I guess the band, was it 2012? Mm-hmm. 2012 was when we first started. I guess we kind of went in the tool shed. And I think it was, to me at least, it felt pretty special pretty immediately. Melody joined us about 2 years ago, and it was kind of we got to feel that same, I guess, rightness again. And yeah, I think it's I don't know that there's been a lot of, or, you know, just very few huge epiphanies that tell us we're on the right path, as much as every day we wake up and something feels good about keeping this going. It's kind of an everyday choice.
And this new album you guys recorded in your own little Fame Studios, you set up in your house there, doing it yourself.
It's actually at an old historic home in the historic district in downtown Mobile, Alabama. We sort of dreamed of it and talked about it and tentatively planned on it for forever. And we just wanted to be able to kind of feel at home and comfortable and feel comfortable taking as much time as we wanted or needed. Since it was at my house, it was very cheap per hour. So as of yet, I reserve the right to change my mind and be ashamed of it in 6 months. But as of right now, I'm incredibly proud of this record.
Well, when did you realize you had something special on this particular album?
I don't know. I wouldn't dare guess on this being the album that does anything. It's becoming more and more clear that I have no idea what the world wants as far as music is concerned. So I would never assume or really allow myself to think that this is the album or anything. It was different than the other two albums in a way that I hope every new album, you know, I hope that every album we ever put out will be our favorite, and we'll have learned so much since the last recording, and we'll get better at different things. And this one felt, I think it was allowed to feel like more of a personal album or more of a personal project, because we kind of hoarded it. You know, there wasn't even an engineer in the room. There wasn't anybody saying, "I like what you did there, but do it 30 more times," you know? Everything felt very intentional, and I think that made it feel more like a personal project, something that's a part of us, you know.
Well, I said you got some dark songs on this record. Let's hear another dark one, all right?
This is the weirdest dark song on our album. This is called Possession in G Minor, and it is about devil possession, not written from personal experience.
This is about the devil and his job security.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, thanks.
Well, I messed up. I tried to take my old man's job. He cast me down to the mailroom with a name tag Beelzebub. There was a time to say I'm sorry, I'm afraid that time is gone. But when he cast me down, I never thought I would be so alone. Mm-hmm. I'm fed up. It's never been this slow before. Hey, I think I just heard some pretty little knuckles knocking at my door.
I think there's been a mistake. I didn't chisel anything in stone.
I'm coming in, little darling. You won't ever have to be alone.